This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he wore number 88 when he played for the Green Bay Packers. Tight end Michael Finley joins us now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Good afternoon, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime.
All right, first things first, I guess your thoughts when you saw Jordan Love get drafted by the Green Bay Packers after they traded up to go get him in the first round.
Oh, man, I thought it was a great pick, man. Of course, every player in the NFL has a time, a number, a day when they, you know what I mean, stop playing or not so productive. So I thought them going to get a quarterback in the first round wasn't so bad. But like I always said, 12 is the man, and I think he'll be the man for a couple more years. But it's good to have someone behind you to put the heat on you.
Well, I mean, I know you thought it was a great pick. Well, then why is everybody freaking out saying that, well, they should have went and got a receiver because they don't do enough to have enough players around Rodgers? I mean, that was the sentiment amongst all the big shots around the NFL.
Man, I thought over the last couple years they did that, which last year they went to go get a tight end in the open market and spent tons of money on him. And he wasn't so productive. He didn't come to the table and produce. So I thought them going to get a quarterback and having 12 work again. Because 12 never had to work for his job. He fell into it. And, like I said, I thought Love was a great pick for the Green Bay Packers. And I think that's when he was going to do something in the NFL.
J-Mike, this is Leroy Butler. I just want to let you know that that Sports Illustrated cover is one of the things I have on my wall, and a lot of people saying those were the weapons, and you were included, and they just never replenished them. I think the surprise was that they moved up to get him, Jordan Love. And then are you surprised that, because you know Aaron Rodgers just as good as, you know, anybody. Are you surprised that he hasn't spoken to the media yet about the Jordan Love situation?
I'm very surprised, man. Because like I said, everybody know A-Rod wears feelings on his shoulders, and it shows, man. And I think sooner than later, 12 is going to come out and say something. It's going to be he's putting it all together. Of course, he's going to say the right thing, but it's going to be very vague. Very sarcastic, and like I said, man, I was surprised that they picked the quarterback, but like I said, it was a very good pick.
You know, this is the thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is Adam Schefter came out from ESPN after they took Jordan Love and said that his sources had told him, now again, sources are sources. Sources told him that, you know, Matt LaFleur pretty much had told the front office that he was mandating that they make a push to go get Jordan Love if he fell to a certain part of the draft. And as Schefter pointed out, I don't think anybody realized that was the first round or what portion of the first round LaFleur was necessarily talking about. And I just think that puts your head coach in a very bad situation when you have a star quarterback and now come to find out you are the one pushing to draft this other quarterback to put in the same room as him.
Absolutely. Not only a star quarterback, but a quarterback that y'all backed the Brink truck in for.
You know, right.
They forked the load over on 12. And like I said, man, you ain't going to be able to pay a guy like that forever. So like I said, bringing the first round guy in and putting that heat on him. Like I said, Matt LaFleur is the head man. He makes the calls, and at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is the player. And I always thought that Toy needs to be complete sometimes as far as being a player and let the front office do their job. So that's that. And like I said, the Green Bay Packers just need to come out and play like dogs instead of just footing around, just tiptoeing around.
So then how do you like the draft of the Packers overall? You talk about Jordan Love. They go get this running back, A.J. Dillon, out of Boston College. Then they get a linebacker. Then they get three offensive linemen within that. What do you think about the draft that they had?
I thought they had an okay draft. It was average overall. The Packers just need to come out and play Green Bay football, man. Over the past, several years, I just sitting at home and enjoying a retired life, I just haven't seen it from the Packers. I haven't seen a sense of urgency. I haven't seen just that dog mentality on the field, and that's what they're missing. They're missing that one key player to just bring it. And that's all this is. The two Smith brothers coming out in the open market and coming and making a splash and playing like the games that they do. I think the defense played really well this year, but the offense. Not so much, man.
Yeah, J. Mike, me and Gary saw you a few years ago, and we were very excited to see you at the alumni golf tournament
and
dinner.
Yeah, man, y'all need to tell the Hall of Fame to holler at me, man. They need to come holler at me, man.
I'm gonna get that worked out because we need you around. How do the fans, because we're never going to get a chance to ask this to Greg Jennings, I don't think. How do the fans treat you personally? Because you did so much for the Packers. And I'm not trying to make any headlines or anything, but I just don't understand how you were treated off the field now. If you say something, your opinion, do the fans, you can speak for yourself. How do the fans treat you? I mean, is it like family or is it needs to be corrected?
I think it really needs to be corrected, man, because I'm not tooting my own horn, but when I say, I talk to my wife all the time and she says, you're addicted to football. And so if these fans knew how hard I worked during the course of the game, knew the class and all the things they say about me as far as the talking and the celebrating. Hey, man, I played football since I was yay high, man. So if I got a first down, I'm going to show it. You feel me? And I think it just needs to be a little bit more love. And it's just like that, brother, it's just like that girlfriend that's gone. When she's gone, that's when you miss her. So that's
right.
How I feel.
Yep. Yeah, and I would agree with that 100%. You'll never know how good it was until it's gone. Last point
I
on
think,
that.
I think they still something. I think so for tight end.
Well, no doubt about it.
Last one for me, Jermaine. I think for the most part, the pass catching tight end in this particular offense may not fit, but the Mike McCarthy. Offense was better fitted for someone like you, right?
Absolutely. Mike focused on the middle of the field. If you had a tight end that can run in between a 4.5, a low 4.7, you'll be a great tight end in Mike McCarthy's offense. And I think they need to bring that back. Like I said, they had a guy in Jimmy Graham who ran 6.7, 6.8, 2.7. I don't think that's Mike McCarthy. That's like more like a Tom Brett, like a Tony Romo throwing to Witt. I mean, that's a slow type of tight end with me the ball. And Aaron Rodgers is not that quarterback. He's going to make you work for it.
So, Jim Michael Finley, a former Packers tight end, here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on the Fan with myself, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler.
And, you know, J-Mac, too, there were a lot of talk, too, coming out of Green Bay when they drafted some of these young receivers and that these guys says, well, you know, we got to be on the same page with 12, and then we're not on the same page. And then they were talking about audibling, and then these guys weren't picking up the audibles, and sometimes the audibles were different than what they talked about in meeting. How tough is it to get on the same page as a young receiver coming into the NFL?
Man, I'm not even gonna lie. It's tough. It's like going from a picture book where it's all pictures on the page to all it's a dictionary. It's a chapter book, and And it, like I said, it's not easy playing with 12 either, man. He's a smart guy, very, very smart guy. And he audibles two or three times at the line, and you got to catch it on the go. Like I said, it's like doing castles on the field, and some guys can do it and some guys can't.
Yeah, I think for the most part, moving forward, they can have multiple tight ends because Chicago got like 27 of them on there. They got a whole bunch of people on their roster. But it seemed like to me you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have a couple of tight ends, the Mercedes Lewis type, but you need a Jermichael Finley who can split out one-on-one, get the matchup in the red zone. And I think that's been missing over a lot of teams. But my question is, what do you see the future of you doing? I mean, because eventually, I'm sure at some point you may be a Packer Hall of Famer and come back and you get a chance to talk about your career. What are you future-wise? I mean, because I've been looking for you on one of these reality shows where you're just so colorful and funny. So I'm waiting for some. What you got going on in the future?
In the future, man, right now, man, I got four boys, man, crazy, man. And I'm taking care of like a fitness program there. It's going awesome. And I do want to get into developing young guys and showing them how to play the game right and doing more of a player development, showing them how to play the game within the game. Because once you get in the game, it's a business too. You know what I mean?
You know
that also. And, man, just to develop these young guys to be a man. And because we need it out here. I just look around as men and, you know, sort of messing up. Get into coaching one day, man. Maybe come back to Green Bay and hollering at them. I'm right down the street here from Mike. I'm rooting for Mike, not the Cowboys, but get into coaching, man, and just using my hipness and all of them, giving it back, paying it forward, man.
J-Mac, I know it's been about a year, but what was your thoughts on Mike McCarthy when they let him go at the end of the season?
Man, I wasn't happy about that, man. If you guys can talk to Mike, Mike is one of those straight shooters. I think he can be a general manager also. He knows how to run the organization. And like I said, man, they let go a Hall of Fame coach, man, and they will see it this year when he gets with the Cowboys and show his skills because I think the Cowboys was number one on the board for drafting this year, and they've done really well and got a ton of threats and receivers and all of that, man. So it's going to be interesting Mike come back to the game and giving it back.
Is your Michael?
Well, you know, it felt like Mike McCarthy. I felt, and Leroy and I feel the same way too, probably much like you, didn't get enough love and respect. I thought that he was due from, I would say, Packer Nation. I mean, you look at what he did for this organization, how much that they won. They got to a Super Bowl. I mean, I just didn't feel like all that was, people didn't take all that into consideration.
They didn't at all, man. And while I was there, man, Mike was one of those players' coaches, where he just shoot the bull in his office, or every time I walked in with my hoodie on, and I was just there for work. And my guy said, "I need to know what the F you thinking every morning. Come have a cup of coffee in my office." So he always wanted to know what we're thinking and why heads at. So I just, man, that guy, man, I got a lot of respect for him, man. I really do.
Is Jermichael Finley, the former Packers tight end, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on. What kind of bicycle were you riding yesterday when you tweeted out that picture of those gigantic tires?
Oh, man, it was a
rich people stuff.
Yeah, it was one of those bikes, man. I had my boy paint it up and get it right, man. It's custom. You can't find that boy. You can try, though.
That thing looked sweet. No, man, it looked sweet. It did. He had a big old smile on his face. He was happy to be
stunting
on that bike.
Stunting on people. That's a shame.
Oh, yeah, man. That's retired life, man. I'm over here. My feet in the sand. My feet with a big dip in my mouth, actually.
That's awesome. Good deal. Hey, man, enjoy the rest of your day, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Man. All right, Leroy, Greg. Y'all be easy over there, man.
Yeah,
all right, take care.
Take
my brother.
There he is, Jermichael Finley. The Great Midwest Bank hotline. As your passion outgrows your home, Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We'll talk more about what J. Mike had to say up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.